This television season, a lot of stars we're used to seeing on the widescreen have been appearing in our living rooms.
Darling, I'm hungry. I'm tired. Feed me. Hold me. Make me happy.
Isn't that from The Rose?
That's Bette Midler on her short-lived, eponymously titled program. She's been joined in the great scrap heap of canceled shows this season by movie stars John Goodman, Oliver Platt, and Gabriel Byrne. Gina Davis is managing to still hang on. And the network execs are still trying. This month marks the debut of programs starring Brian Dennehy and Joan Cusack. Here to talk about this trend is Weekend Edition's Saturday Entertainment critic, Elvis Mitchell. Hi, Elvis.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you. Elvis, what's going on here? Have there ever been so many movie stars working in television?
Actually, I remember when I was like in junior high school, there's a time where Tony Curtis and Roger Moore were in a show called The Persuaders, and Shirley MacLaine, in one of her many past lives, was in a sitcom called Shirley's World, and it was terrible. And these shows you're talking about have one thing in common with those shows. They're terrible.
You'd think, though, that someone with the force of personality like Bette Midler could carry her own TV show, even if the writing wasn't that strong.
Well, you're right. The writing wasn't that strong. She wanted to do a show like the old I Love Lucy show, but it was a real struggle to get the show done, and she wanted to get movie stars to make cameo appearances. There's mention in the article that they wanted Jack Nicholson, and that never really happened. He wouldn't do the show because he supposedly didn't do TV, although he had done Saturday Night Live 2 years ago, which I guess is television, legally, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Gina Davis's show is still on the air. Let's hear a clip of that.
Oh. There you are. I was getting worried.
Oh, God, the traffic on the Cross Bronx was hell. I mean, heck. Damn. I mean, darn. Shoot. Hey, I got one.
Well, it sounded pretty funny. Does this show work, at least?
There's nothing pretty about that clip, John. Hearing it reminded me of that clip from Annie Hall where Tony Roberts is sweetening the laughter because nobody's laughing for the sitcom he did. You can hear the cranks being pushed all the way up to generate those few scrawny laughs that clip really got. I think these shows seem so half-baked and desperate. I guess it just seems like the sitcom world, things are just spread so thin that it's got to be tough to get a staff of writers together who can really put a show across.
A lot of people, though, have high hopes for this Joan Cusack show, and it's being produced by James L. Brooks, who produced Cheers, right?
Yes, and also had a couple movies that Joan Cusack was in, including Broadcast News, where she's famous for running across the office and sliding under the open desk drawer before she gets hit in the head. I have to say I'm looking forward to this show myself. But it seems to me that when you have these stars in these TV shows, they don't really connect with the rest of the cast. Bette Midler seemed to be too big for the rest of the actors on the show.
Well, remind us of some TV shows with movie stars that actually worked.
Well, turning to my Bible, I don't see any listings here under Ecclesiastes, under the miracles with movie stars worked in TV, but in the beginning, the old days of television, you had stuff like, you know, Dick Powell Presents or the Loretta Young Show, which were anthology shows where these minor movie stars were used to sort of give a TV show kind of a foundation. And then the thrill of the old I Love Lucy show was the fact that you'd have John Wayne or Bill Holden coming over for dinner, and you got a chance to see these mythic icons on the small screen making fun of themselves.
Now, we don't want listeners to get the impression that we're pushing this Joan Cusack, James L. Brooks show, but a former NPR staffer, Gwen Macsai, is the creator of the show and a co-writer.
Well, you know, John, I hear she's turning this very segment on Weekend Edition into a series for ABC next year, and Joan Cusack will be playing you.
What a thrill for her, I mean.
I applaud your modesty.
Thanks, Elvis.
Thank you, John.
Speaking with us from our Los Angeles bureau, Weekend Edition entertainment critic Elvis Mitchell, who also reviews films for The New York Times.